I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Prince Dolian holds his neck as blood gushes from it into his wonderful golden cloak, now tinged with red.
You're meant to be mine, and I'm meant to be yours.
And now,
no one will have you.
And the guards, in their gleaming golden armor, halberds at the ready, that have been encircling Logan, DW, some turn around and open up, now looking to fight Avendra. It appears that the other paragons are about to jump into the fray, and we will begin with initiative.
Four.
Toby teleports.
Stupid. Fast.
Yeah, and I think the rest of all of us are two, right?
Two. Yeah,
just
two,
dumped
yeah.
everything in
Excellent.
Death.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. I will believe out of this round, Avendra is probably going to go last.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good that you believe that.
Great.
I believe it, and that makes it so.
It's actually true when you. I will
sure
believe
it's going to go really well for me.
Excellent. What is Hawk about to do in this hushed ballroom?
So I was already intending to jump to Logan's aid before this went down. So I think that's kind of still in play. So what I'll do is...
I did give you the heads up. I was like directly
I'm about to,
you.
To do something. Yeah. And then I saw all the guards turn on you. I was sort of, as I was teleporting, then you cut the prince's throat. Okay, guess that's
Sorry.
Her fight to deal with. It's cool, let's make it interesting. So in a flurry of feathers, I'll appear next to Logan.
Hello.
D-dubs.
D-dubs, as we call
him. D-dubs, as Hawk likes to call him.
D-dub the G.
Bravo. How many guards are facing us?
10.
Oh. Well, that was more than I thought. Oh, no.
It's actually less than I thought. Ellen's being quite generous right
is
now.
That's total, right?
Yeah.
How okay. many are...
How many are
in the ballroom, anyway.
How many are semicircling DW before...
Yeah.
Five. Because they were already kind of encroaching on you, but some have now opened up because Avendra is in the middle of the ballroom, whereas the stage is at the end.
I did at first draw the ire of all 10, but now a few more are going to help the prince.
Yeah, yeah.
Half and half? How many are still facing us, I guess? Is
Let's say half and half.
Okay. Five, there you go.
For convenience.
There you go.
You know.
Can Sinker. You remind me how you attack multiple? Is it just like one disadvantage for each
additional target?
Yeah.
That's it?
I think so, yeah.
10 disadvantage.
It's not really gonna
take
work.
Away all your dice. You're in negatives now, baby.
Yeah.
You could still attack like more than one.
Yeah, so I'm gonna
take out two each. It's perfect.
And you know, you could gain a flashback.
You could gain an advantage using a flashback.
I don't know why I'm using this voice. I don't know how this, dovetails onto any point in Toby's life.
Do you reckon there is any moment?
You have an idea.
Do you reckon there's any moment, like in true Lost fashion, where it just seems like sometimes that two characters have at some point found themselves in each other's crosshairs? Would at any point in the last 10 years Toby and Logan have crossed paths?
Or maybe we used to like play video games together.
Yeah, maybe we like
found each other's
online Discord or Xbox chat. Like I put up just randomly like, I remember what your tag was in high school. Tried it on Xbox Live and it worked.
Yeah, he still games occasionally. Yeah. It's one of his few concessions to his youth, I guess. Yeah.
We can put that into a flashback if you like.
How does that work for you?
How does that work for me?
Yeah.
I don't need to do anything. Okay. So
does it sound appropriate?
Yeah, absolutely.
A time that we have bonded and worked.
And not only that, used some sort of strategy for facing foes. I'll absolutely allow that. The thing is about me, you got to realize, I'll allow most shit.
So for a moment, like when we put our headsets on and we're gaming, you know, we get in, you know, simpatico and, you know, it's like, I'll take high, you take low.
Fuck, I always take low. Yeah, sure, man. What game are we playing again?
Halo.
Oh, we're playing Halo. Fuck yeah, something that Sean can actually reference.
Yeah, that would be good.
That'd be great.
Storytelling-wise.
All right, man. You ready? On three. What is it? Are we going with, like, Alpha Maneuver or Bravo? No.
We just hold this ground down. You face that way. I face this way. You call our ads as they come in, all right?
Fuck, that's boring, but sure. All right.
You're right.
It's effective. It works. It's cool. No, it's cool, mate. You know,
it's
totally
what we
right.
always used to do, man.
I know. I just want to just like shake things up a bit. You never know what's going to attack you, you know?
Well, what's your plan?
I didn't think that.
Because we've got incoming. We've got incoming right now.
I mean, do you want to go through every single like different thing?
No, I want you to shoot them. Grenades. I haven't got any. Are there any grenades on the floor?
I put one over there for you. Didn't you see it?
Yep, I see it.
I'll start the pep. You join in when you're ready.
Right. Are you good at sniping? I can't snipe for
sure.
No. Oh, crap.
I thought you were the one that was good at sniping.
Okay, I'm going in shotgun.
Please do.
Oh, no. No, I'm down.
I'll jump to them now. God, there's going to be so much.
Great. And as you...
I'm going to use so many copyrighted sound effects.
Yeah, you know. As Hawk and DW lock eyes, they remember the feeling of Logan and Toby playing together. And you realize that is what you're doing now. While there's a lot of skin in the game and it's a deathly game, you are still playing it. And you can take an advantage.
Cool.
Hey, Hawk, you go high, I'll go low.
Agreed. All right, so I'm going to take a disadvantage to attack 2.
Okay.
Just leaves me with my normal 4 for dex, because I'm using my crossbow. Can I use... I teleported into this
Yeah, you
position.
Can absolutely. Can you can use your Neo Gear.
Yeah.
What you got?
One, two, three successes.
Wonderful. You strike a blow on 2?
Yes.
Yep.
I can't remember how multiple person attacks work in this.
It's kind of, it's essentially the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've already taken out the disadvantage.
Yeah, so I can split the damage however is appropriate.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 and 1.
Yeah. They are both still standing.
Damn it.
But you manage to make a blow. I think for fighting convenience, let's go for some sort of numbering system.
Love.
But I was thinking maybe that their armor would be embellished with a sort of animal or beast of some kind, just so we can tell who's who. Currently, I've got unicorn, lion, stag, serpent, bull. If people can give me 5
boar.
Other fucking boar.
Boar. We've got bear.
Bear. Gorilla.
Gorilla.
Dragon.
You.
Fish.
Dragon fish.
Chinchilla.
Flamingo.
I think fish made out 10, but I'm happy to cross off one and add chinchilla back in.
Take out gorilla and put chinchilla in.
Gorilla,
they do
chinchilla.
Rhyme.
They rhyme, so it works.
So I'll just take...
So stupid. Okay, so you have landed a blow on unicorn and lion. They are both still standing, but... You have wounded them.
Yeah.
They both look
have
rough.
Crossbow bolts sticking out of their armor.
They are bleeding. You've drawn blood.
Ha ha.
Well done.
Go me.
My
Who's
turn.
Who's next?
It's me, and I'm literally going to do the exact same thing. Attack the exact same two people, but I'm going low. As he Wonderful. Whips out his rapier, and he's going to go for a... I want to say that similar to what happened at... what would have happened at the end of the flashback that you would have seen is Logan, whose name I just blanked on momentarily.
Great.
He's going to literally leap into the fray in a daring, cavalier way. He's going to leap himself off the stage, drawing the rapier, trying to follow the crossbow bolts that are flying and peppering, and he's going to try and slice them, cap them off at the knees to finish off the high-low maneuver.
Interesting. I hear you using the words of the fool. Put in your die, sir.
Great.
Reckless, cavalier,
daring. Some may say foolish,
risky.
Wonderful. I might give you advantage hasty. As well because of Hawk's actions.
Nice. That's another die, yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Are you attacking one? How many?
The same two. So I'm attacking same unicorn two. And...
Lovely. So that Brenda. Means you take away two successes.
Take away two successes?
Yep.
Because of the...
The disadvantage, yeah.
So I come away with one success.
Isn't that... Well, I took one disadvantage for...
Oh, sorry. Yes, one... Because it's an additional person. Right, yeah. That would be if you were attacking three. My mistake. Thank
so
you.
So I take away one?
Take away one.
So I take away one. I get two successes, but on my fool's die, I have the circle.
Oh, lovely.
Which is a fluke.
Ooh. That means... Not only do you kill Unicorn and Lion Guard, I will allow you to make an extra attack.
I know
on
exactly
another.
What I want to do with this. So as we go, I'll go high, you go low. And Logan leaps off the stage as kind of over his shoulder, the Neo Hawk peppers two crossbow bolts. Go over his shoulders, landing in the neck and the shoulder of Unicorn and Lion as Logan comes barreling forward, turning sideways to sweep with his rapier as he cuts them both off at the knees.
Are you like doing a knee slide?
A knee slide.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So that they fall forward and embed themselves further onto the arrow's arrow up top to finish off the killing blow. And as he lands, the dagger that he still had in his hands, he's going to throw off, because remember, it's attached to the tentacle, the hair strand. So holding onto the hair strand, whatever it's called, the hair strand. Well, what was attached to it?
You called it a tendril.
A tendril.
A tendril.
Yeah. Tendril. Not a tentacle. Hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Holding on to the...
Ellen never called it a tendril.
Well, whatever.
No. A tentacle. A lock of hair.
You could say strand.
But you could say, yeah, I mean, I guess
They're
you could say tendril. But yeah. I would say a lock. But yeah.
Holding on to the lock of hair, he... throws off the dagger as like a, what do you call those like weapons that are attached to a
those rope weapons that you swing around.
It's called a rope dart.
Yeah.
There you go. He uses the dagger in that form because he's attached the hair strand to it.
Lovely.
To hit Bear, I guess. Whoever's closer.
Bear. Let's go for Bear. Yes.
Go
absolutely.
For Bear. Clear for Bear.
Hold for Bear.
Hold for Bear.
10 minutes to Bear.
Yep.
Thank you, Bear.
The dagger finds its home in his side. Ugh. For king and country! And he takes it out. Blood dripping from his armor, but he is still standing as he whips around, brandishing a sword.
I draw it back.
Who is... yeah, stop pulling the rope in. Shit. Everyone else is on two, is that correct?
That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Who is going next?
I'll go. Can I ask a question first?
Of course you can. Why so nervous?
No. No reason. Do any of the guards who have started encroaching on Avengers' position, which is where Flint is also, do any of them look apprehensive or, one might say, fearful? Just curious.
Yeah, I would say absolutely.
This bride with blood gushed all over her.
They thought their prince was indestructible. This woman who has been by his side all night, who he has introduced as his princess that was promised... his fiancée, his soon-to-be wife, has stabbed him in the fucking throat.
Mm. Yeah, the world is kind of falling
failed.
Apart.
Great.
Yeah.
They have failed and they are scared. Not only if they fail, but if they succeed in protecting the prince, they have still failed at their duty.
Phenomenal. I'm going to...
Phenomenal.
That's phenomenal.
That works great for me.
I would like to... The two who seem to be the most fearful...
Great.
...in this situation... I would like to kind of hone in on them.
Let's say chinchilla and fish.
Yeah, fish and chinchilla.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
I don't think it's going to be dragon or boar.
Them compensating for something.
Yeah, they picked the armor. Yeah. Actually, maybe we'll split it. We'll go chinchilla and dragon.
Yeah, chinchilla and dragon. They obviously are the most scared. I'm going to quickly stand up and my face darkens into the harsh shadows. And my eyes glow like a pale jade color. And I'm going to, my voice kind of intensifies and booms out a little bit more. And I'm going to, in almost like a whisper that they would hear very intensely, tell them, "You should very rightfully be scared." And
please make your roll, sir.
Would you say that this, if I'm making them fearful, if they are already a bit fearful, that that is going with something they feel already emotionally?
Yes, I would say that.
Because then I get advantage on that.
And this is like using the voice as a weapon, right?
Yeah. I'm attacking them with it. And so also because I took, as with my level up thing, I took a thing where I don't lose, if I'm targeting additional people, I lose one disadvantage to make it kind of more neutral. So. Yeah. And easier to target multiple people.
Right.
Great.
Go for it.
Perfect for this scenario.
Oh my gosh. Juicy roll.
My intensity is just a one.
Okay.
But I did get four successes. And I can use those successes to increase my intensity.
Yes, you can.
Use them to increase it to five, which if that exceeds their willpower, then I can kill them instantly.
And you got two specials, right,
and
as well.
And there's two sixes there.
Maxi
so.
Baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, with two specials. Oh, fuck. You guys are rolling fire.
Maximum damage.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh.
Makes up for my last couple rolls, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You needed a win.
Yeah.
It definitely does exceed their willpower. And I will already preload the special being that you have made, I would say... quite a lot of the other guards fearful as well. What did you say to them? You should be very afraid.
Rightfully scared.
You should be rightfully afraid. How does this intense emotion rend these knights? How does it break them?
I kind of like the idea that their eyes kind of very quickly and suddenly widen in an intense panic and terror. Almost as if, like, from their perspective, like the whole everything around them would kind of start going inky and dark, and it's just this horrific weird figure with these green eyes just piercing at them, kind of encroaching upon them.
They hear the clinking of your dime in its glass,
and it's
driving them,
and I think almost like eldritch horror, like it kind of drives them to fearful insanity.
Yes.
And then I think in their absolute terror, as it overwhelms them, that they turn their halberds on themselves and impale themselves.
Oh my God. Brutal.
Fall on your sword.
In what has seemed like just several seconds, the room has watched these guards go slack-eyed and shake, taking their halberds, slowly and methodically positioning it in front of themselves. And impaling as they sink to their knees and fall. Everyone should be rightfully afraid. And the ballroom begins to, what was hushed in suspense now has turned to terror. The air has turned acrid as everyone is looking to each other in fear and not understanding what is going to come next. These heroes that were going to save the kingdom now are murdering people in the ballroom.
Yeah.
Tables are pushed back, seats are pushed back, people are running to the windows trying to smash them to escape. Even though they are on a high floor, people are desperate. You have used your voice very well.
Hey, they started it. I just sang a song. So chinchilla, dragon, unicorn, and...
Lion.
Four kills in three turns.
Easy peasy.
It's not bad. Yeah.
I am going to have some attacks soon.
Nothing's going to be fun.
Which will be fun for me.
That can't last very long.
I'll get mine.
That's what I was like. If we can take out as many as we can, that's why to attack the same ones at least, we can get a few off the board.
Yes.
Mm. Action economy.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't attack on turn three. I thought he might have dex three. He's got dex two. Interesting.
The prince. Yeah. He's lazy.
Yeah, I suppose he is.
True. Yeah.
He's everyone does things for him.
Fucking Brad.
I might have statted him wrong. I went for elite as opposed to hero, but that's cool.
No stress.
Doesn't matter.
No stress, Ellen. It's all good.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No.
I imagine I can't, not obviously like attack anyone, but only if I had any additional extra few seconds to do something.
Absolutely. You got him eating out of the palm of your hand. I would just in terms of fear.
Yeah. Well, I would like to just hop up onto the dining table very quickly.
Yep.
And drop my visage of terror briefly and kind of call out to the panicked people a little bit and say,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm so sorry, your government's corrupt. We're just handling the situation, but we're not here to hurt any of you. Once we're done with the guards, we will make sure that everyone here is safe. Thank you so much.
I don't want to die.
Corrupt government, sorry about it.
Yeah. Quickly just make me a charisma roll.
Not the most terrifying, like, flight attendant voiceover.
A coup is underway. Please remain calm.
Please note where your rebellious leaders are.
That is two successes with one special.
Flint is unstoppable.
That's why
you have four Riz, don't you?
Yeah.
Four Riz. Four so much Riz.
Oh, I can't help calling it Riz. It's so good.
I love that you just said that.
Oh my gosh. Things just keep going your way. Man, I mean, you had real low lows. You died. But now, seems to be all coming around.
It's coming up, Flint.
Just a bit of flavor. Has there been like a role recently, like a leading role, where there's just been a moment where everything's clicked into place and you've had the audience there right in the fucking palm of your hand?
Do you know what? Yes. Absolutely. I had this thought that the last kind of great role that they had when they were working in London was they did a production of Spring Awakening, the musical.
And so he was Melchior.
He played Melchior.
The lead,
and there's just
a
moment in the show where my music theater nerd is coming
That's
out,
cool.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, there's like
That's
a moment.
The character.
There's a moment in the show where he sings this song called Left Behind. It's like a funeral song, but it's a very, very kind of moving song and kind of noting how much, like how many people in the audience were being affected by it and stuff, and kind of consistently getting that response feels like you really kind of had that character like really down pat and was really getting the response that he thought it deserved, you know?
The lights in the room seemed to dim, almost like a theatre. And you remember as the notes left your body, looking out into a sea of glittering eyes as people were all crying for you, looking at you, being affected by you. And you see those same faces now. You see the same faces of that the audience that night, now with their masks removed. And they look to you now, moving towards you, going to grab at your feet. Please save us. We're so scared.
Of course. just maybe move a little bit out of the way because it's quite dangerous here. But we're here to protect you.
Yes, and you are, yeah, you see this crowd of people now looking to you. I get to attack now.
Mm. Oh, no.
I'm sure I won't go unpunished for anything I just did.
Well, we you know what? I kind of want the dice to decide.
Mm. Let's go.
So.
Roll that D5.
Also, before I forget, just sorry to rewind time a teensy bit, but I had a special on that attack that I made, and I forgot that I actually have a choice of two specials.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Because I definitely want to pick this other one, which is that if my hit removed a guard from the prince, it removes two instead of one. I think I probably would have chosen that.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So it does a little bit more damage.
A little bit more damage.
Yeah.
He still hurt pretty bad.
Yeah. No, that's fine, but thank
very
you
cool.
for reminding me.
What I've got is I've got six guards.
One prince.
And I've got 66s.
Mm.
So I think I might just let the dice decide. That's cool with y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. Dice tell their story.
Okay, that is a six.
Someone gets about to get fucked.
Is that three ones?
Yeah.
That's me. All Phil.
That's me.
you got okay guard though, right?
Four.
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
I've got two health.
I don't know if it's fine, but
I've got two health though.
Yeah, he's exactly. Fine.
So six total hit points to play with.
Nice.
Across three attacks.
Maybe I shouldn't have done it this way.
Nah,
oh, well, too late.
We've been steamrolling through encounters.
I know,
this
right?
This is great.
Consequences have to be there.
Yeah.
All right, bring it up.
Yeah, we've all been fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everything's been great.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never once had a problem in an encounter in this campaign.
Okay, what is your defense?
None.
None defense with
no
left
defense.
Beef?
No defense. Okay. No, I have.
With left beef?
I none defense there with are certain left things beef. That give, good, there are Chris. Certain things that give me.
Thank you.
Defense, I think I just stole it. I don't have any.
I think I did the classic man thing of hearing Ellen say it and then said it louder. Did
and
I
it hear, got more laughs.
Did you fucking say it?
I did say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear I heard that.
I'm so sorry. I fully congratulated
Chris
on that
too. That
was
such a good joke.
Thank you,
Sean. Edit that out.
What was? I missed the whole thing. Both from both.
You laughed at it.
Did I? Okay.
You're being nice.
He's in a fugue. Stay. He's about to get fucked.
That's true.
Let's
true.
Be nice to Phil.
Let's not.
I'm not about to be.
No.
So
we have to put the don't bully Phil.
Yeah,
thing
you have. You have no defense.
No.
All right.
I'm wearing a cloak of feathers.
Yeah. I might roll for all three of them, and we'll just see.
Yeah.
You lucky boy.
Any hits?
No.
None.
Ooh.
How much is their attack roll?
Look at Ellen's dice. Is she lying?
They look like they only have one die each. So
no, I rolled their general attack.
Okay,
but you're fine.
You're zipping and zopping everywhere.
Teleporting everywhere.
I do. Lots of short range teleports as halberds.
They can't get you even with three of them now turning to focus on you being the zippy one. They recognize you as a threat. So
get the zippy one.
Yeah.
They're like a coordinated attack, all of us at once. And you just tell them all away.
Yeah, they are now flustered, now full of fear because of Flint's whole change of the fucking room. They've seen this cloak of feathers, this man who's flying around the room, and they're just taking wild stabs at you. But no, they don't.
Yes.
Who did the other ones get to?
Avenger.
Oh no.
Protect
one
the prince.
Attacks you.
Makes sense. She's attacking the prince.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, stop.
Protect the prince.
Okay. One hit.
Okay.
Is that
what happens?
Well, you have defense, right?
You have defense.
I have one defense.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
No damage.
It does not damage you. Bounces off.
Ting.
Should have beefed these
I
guys
catch
up.
It with Gracie. I'm still in my wedding dress.
We won't let you have the prince. And it just kind of glances off you. As he kind of backs away closer to Prince Dolian. DW.
All right, bring it.
Two successes.
Ooh, I have one defense.
Great. So there is a hit.
Great.
It takes away one guard.
Easy, I got guard for days.
Well, you've got
we've
how
got
much?
Like three
got
guard.
Three guard?
Three guard.
Holy fuck.
It's equal to defense. Dex.
Oh my god.
So Phil is going to be
I
fine.
Have four.
Sean
I have
is going to be
fine. I could have taken a couple of hits.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't roll the three attacks. I'll go get Phil. Ruin his life.
Yeah. Didn't do three separate attacks on me. Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
It's me, isn't it, now?
Yes, two.
Two?
Two successes.
I soak one with my defense and I take 1 point to my guard.
Excellent.
I am down to 1 point of guard left and my two health remain.
One to the guard.
Ooh, you're quite weak.
Yes, I am.
Funny that.
Yeah. The backyard healer. The backyard back
The backyard healer.
Backline healer.
It's your wrestling name.
I have actually just only realized now I am the most vulnerable because I have no defense and two guard and two
health.
Why
you
which is why I die.
And you're on the table drawing attention to yourself.
I am perpetually drawing attention to myself in this game.
You can like instant kill like multiple people at once, which is pretty
cool. Yes. I should be it from a distance.
It's a squishy kind of character. Xavier's attack.
I'm not making an attack.
You're not making an attack.
I'm calling in Sebastianst. I'm performing a miracle. Not a miracle, rather. I'm using a scripture. Sorry.
Oh, excellent.
I misspoke there.
You want to be in more debt. Okay.
I heard miracle first. Here I am.
No take backsies, man.
I am calling in Sebastianst. Yeah. And I am casting a scripture, and I am casting prophecy.
Wonderful. Ooh, okay.
So I'm just going to call in the prophecy.
Yep.
Here we go. Four dice with my extra d12.
Yep.
Oh, that's not good. That's two ones, but two successes.
Oh, no.
But there are successes.
And there was one is a critical.
One is a special.
Special.
Okay.
That's good.
It's not, actually, because it doesn't help me in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. That's bad. No.
How does it work?
It doesn't, I guess.
All that happens is I now get an extra advantage dice for my next roll.
That's
but
good.
I am now in true debt to Sebastian.
That's bad.
Oh, so how would it... How
it's a roller coaster.
How would it have worked?
It did work.
But now he's in debt because it failed.
No, it succeeded.
Yeah.
It succeeded, but because I rolled once...
You get the debt.
Then you're in
I'm
debt.
In debt.
Because it should just be like a cantrip. You can just use it willy-nilly.
So the best case scenario, you would have done it, but without any debt attached to it.
Every time I roll a one, I get a debt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sweet. But the spell normally just gives you an advantage die next roll.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Equal to the levels in the god, and I have one.
So it's a true strike.
As you're looking down the hall, the terrified people, you notice like a figure just still sitting in his chair. It's Sebastianst. He raises his glass to you.
Xavier waves a hand.
Hey.
Hey.
Behind you.
Thanks, mate.
No worries.
Hey, keep... reading the where's the bull? Where's the bear? How you see this? Shake it. That's a good little economics.
Yay! Little stock trading.
Yeah.
You look so pleased with yourself.
How are we seeing this playing out? Are we feeling like we're coming out on top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things are looking good, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. And
turns over his eight ball.
Yeah.
Gets out his
instructions unclear.
Gets out his Robin Hood trading app. Yeah.
Nah, man, you got this in the pocket.
Of course.
And he continues to drink from his cup and sits in his chair amidst the chaos of people screaming and crying and now looking arms outstretched to Flint. That's your turn?
That's my turn.
Wonderful. I think now it is Dolian's turn.
Oh, no.
Princey boy.
What do you mean?
Princey boy.
No. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
What do you mean?
Prince, formerly known as Brad.
Dolian's a weenie, though, right?
Like, he's such a weenie.
He's a prince
weenie. He's a little boy. He's little.
Right? I distinctly actually remember you describing him as incredibly scrawny and 3 foot tall.
I go to punch you.
You told me, I think this was off mic, but you did tell me that he has struggles holding up a glass of water.
Yeah. So, and he can't attack.
So you'll be fine. Avenger, you're fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
Max trying to gaslight me with the fucking podcast.
It's collaborative storytelling.
He's using the voice.
Yeah.
Doing real IRL with the voice.
He's dictating.
I think you'll find that if anyone was going to say it would be Luna because Brad is her character.
Yeah, I heard Luna say to
us. Such a weenie. Yeah.
And he has no stats.
He's a total gym bro.
He's probably
loves his fucking morning supplement.
Lovely.
Drink.
All right.
Play squash.
Protein shake.
Yeah. Badminton.
He is going to, I think, as we all guess, I mean, take a run at Avendra.
All right.
That's crazy.
Just two success. What's your guard at? You got defense?
I've got one defense and two guard.
You don't have defense.
Oh, my defense gets knocked out? Is
you have zero defense because you're not wearing your armor.
Oh, good catch, Christopher.
Chris, how dare you? That's right, because I was going to hopefully allow my armor to come back to me, but that wouldn't happen until my turn probably.
No.
So, okay, well, in that case, I should have probably taken a hit previously.
Ooh. Or do you have guard?
I have two guards.
Okay, right. So then you'd be down to one guard.
Yep.
So okay. You're down another. You have okay. zero guard, so and you're going to take guard. A hit.
A wound.
Okay, yep.
How many wounds do you have?
I have three health.
Oh, you have three health?
Yeah.
So you're at two health
I'm at
now.
Two health now.
And okay. It is a special.
Great. So that's great.
I think I'd like to do something impactful.
That's great. We're having fun here.
Yeah.
Because how much HP have you got left? How much two. Health have you got left? Two. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's a game without consequences?
Yeah.
That's right.
Real life.
Made a very ballsy decision.
Without consulting anyone.
That's right.
Well, he started it.
I did a song. The fact that they didn't like it or appreciate it, it's not on me. That's on their culture.
You did a diss track, man.
Yeah.
Tell me if this is too much.
Okay.
It's too much.
It's too much. Sorry.
Next question.
I think he'd like to cut one of your fingers off.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know which one.
Yep.
Mm. Which would be hard to like just separate. But I think he's holding his neck. He launches forward, grabs you, grabs the hand that would have been his, takes your ring finger and slices down to the floor.
Ow.
Scream out in pain.
I would have said the pinky finger, but that's just me.
Not the pinky. Gary, so many shopping bags. He slices off your finger, still in his hand as he, again, he is weaker now. Some life has leached from him. But he looks at you and says, "Why couldn't you have just done what everyone wanted?"
"Because nobody asked me what I wanted."
"I could have given it to you. There would have been time. Now it has to end in blood. Is that right? Is that what you want?"
"As long as it ends."
"Then draw your sword."
I draw my sword.
Tell me what you would like to do, Aventra.
Oh my god, okay.
Amazing.
I've delayed it for long enough.
All right, well, if we could say, because it's true, I'm not wearing my armor. However, right at the very beginning, when I picked up the die became my armor. This is maybe like a kind of a Tony Stark situation. That maybe my armor condenses down into my die.
Yeah.
And then I've had that with me.
Yes.
But I just haven't had
your
that
die is always on you, mm-hmm. unless mm-hmm. you're a fool and you
foolishly give it away.
But yeah, give it back to the world to yeah. be claimed for a time. But yes, you always have your die.
So maybe
on your
it's like slotted into Gracie in the hilt.
Yeah.
Is like part of the sword. And I pull it out and kind of throw it in the air. And the armor the die starts to facet away and form these big, you know, metal strips that start to adhere into my armor as I kind of, I guess, like tear away part of the wedding dress. I don't know, to make room for the armor.
Amazing,
very Iron Man 3.
Yeah, and I'm gonna.
All the Iron Mans.
He's looking kind of bad.
He's looking bad.
I'm gonna say to Gracie,
"What you thinking, boss?" "I'm ready.
I had an idea and now it's gone. But finally, I'm feeling something for the first time in years and I'm never going to stop again."
"Cool."
"Yeah."
"Is cool. it a good feeling?"
"It's a good feeling." "A good feeling, yes." And I'm going to just attack him again. I'm just going to attack him again with Gracie, with my bae.
Yeah.
So three strength.
"I know what this feeling to end."
Can I use my D8?
You can absolutely use your D8.
Even though the pain of my the pain of my finger is throbbing, but it's just such a joy to be like alive.
Oh,
ooh. I got three specials with an 8 on my D8.
Oh, holy shit!
The dice know what to do sometimes.
You tell a good story.
You had your finger cut off, which set you free.
Holy shit!
In Kat's life, there have been more and more moments where she has looked into Brad's eyes and just seen hurt. Despite them being bloodshot, rimmed with anger, and a past that's not Brad's, you see that the hurt of someone who thought everything was just fine, who thought the floor beneath him was stable, and you will see the light from those eyes fade. How do you kill Prince Dolian?
Yeah, swinging Gracie around as he says, you know, draw your sword. And as the armor adheres to my body, I just kick him to the ground straight through the chest. As I, the grin on my face is truly monstrous. And
the rest of us are all like, okay.
And the prince's gasps fall silent with Gracie embedded in his heart. Who's next?
Back to the top of the initiative. You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
I would like to, following that, walk onto the top of the tip.
Well, let's hold for car.
Hold for car, hold for bear.
Hold for bear, thanks guys.
Oh, bear's still up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.